Actress Susan Sarandon apologizes for sharing meme comparing murdered police officers to fascists. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 4, 2022. Left-wing actress, Bernie Sanders supporter, and defund police pusher Susan Sarandon has apologized for attacking police officers by sharing a meme that compared murdered cops to fascists, saying that she reacted quickly to a photo she saw of police gathered to honor fallen New York police officer Jason Rivera, and now understands how insensitive and deeply disrespectful her post was. "I deeply regret the meme I recently shared on Twitter that included a photo of Officer Jason Rivera's funeral," Sarandon wrote in a statement posted to her Twitter account on Friday. "I reacted quickly to the picture without connecting it to a police funeral, and I realize now how insensitive and deeply disrespectful it was to make that point at that time. I sincerely apologize to the family of Officers Rivera and Mora for causing additional pain during their time of grieving," Sarandon insisted. Sarandon had shared a meme featuring an image from Rivera's funeral. The post compared murdered police officers to fascists. Rivera was one of two NYPD officers shot during a response to a domestic disturbance call on January 21, 2022. 22-year-old officer was killed by the suspect's gunfire, and the second officer, 27-year-old Wilbert Mora, was left in critical condition and died last week. The National Fraternal Order of Police blasted Sarandon for sharing the tweet calling police fascists, stating, "When you spend more time hating on cops than you do your own career, it's no wonder why you're a D-list actor." Of all the days for it Susan Sarandon to share her true feelings towards police, she picks the day we bury our fallen brother to make such inflammatory and brainless comments, the National Fraternal Order of Police added. Sarandon has since deleted her tweet. Left-wing activists and Hollywood elitists have been promoting anti-police rhetoric in recent years, sentiments that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, says has, in part, resulted in disastrous consequences, and can be attributed to the crime wave seen in some areas throughout the country. In 2020, as rioters continued to lay siege to major cities around the country by setting fires and destroying private and public property, Sarandon joined the growing number of Hollywood and entertainment figures promoting an effort to defund of police forces. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.